The last couple of days, we've been sharing some insights from the Megillas Esther, and that's what I'd like to do today as well, in preparation for the upcoming celebration of Purim. So we have a Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, where we're told, Kacha ye'asa la'ish asher ha'melech chafetz bikaro, that Haman HaRasha was given the instructions that he has to go and lead Mordechai through the city, and he has to give him the royal treatment. But the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, at the time that Haman came to look for Mordechai to do his job that he was instructed to do, we're told, Vayikach Haman salavush ve'as hasus, he takes all of the things necessary to give the honor and dignity to glorify Mordechai, and Azal Ashkechei diyasvi rabbanon kameyu machvi lehu hilchus kemitza. And he's sitting there, he finds that Mordechai, instead of running away for his life, Mordechai didn't know that everything had changed, and instead of being afraid, Mordechai is sitting there with the young children, teaching them the halachas of kemitza, which is very relevant to the parshios we read now, that Mordechai was teaching them about how to bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara there says that Mordechai got nervous when he sees Haman. He didn't know if Haman was coming to kill him. He didn't know what was going on. And the Gemara then says that they got into a conversation about what exactly Mordechai was teaching the children and why it is that he decided to teach it to them. Now, you look a little bit further in the Pesukim and we're told the following. Vayisaper Haman lezeres ishto ulechol ohavav eis kol asher karohu. So Haman is so humiliated. He was the second in command. He was the viceroy of the entire country, of the whole province. And he was so proud of himself for everything he had accomplished. And now suddenly, such a deep sense of humiliation. He has to lead Mordechai through the streets, his arch enemy. And he has to do everything to him that Achashverosh commands him to do. So he comes home. And naturally, he tells his wife, Elochalo Avav, and all of his friends, Eis kol asher karo, everything that had happened to him. Vayom rulo chachama v'zeres ishto. His chachamim, his advisors, and Zeresh, his wife, told him the following. Im mizera ha-Yehudim Mordechai, asher hachilosa linpo lefanav. If Mordechai is from the Jewish faith, if he is from a lineage of Jews, lo tuchalo kinafol tipo lefanav. You will never be able to overcome him because he will always overcome you. That is what he's told by his wife, which is very strange. Haman is going along with this plan for so long, and he wants to destroy the Jewish people. And the letters go out to the entire world, to the whole community, that this is what's going to happen. Lios asidim layom azeh. And suddenly his wife Zeresh tells him, no, I want you to know, if Mordechai is from the Jewish faith, you will never be able to destroy him. You will never be able to eradicate him or his people from the world. And Rabbi Meir Shapiro has an extremely beautiful and insightful comment on that pasuk. Obviously, the simple reading of the pasuk is, if Mordechai is a Jew, God promised, lo yitosh Hashem amo, he will never destroy the Jews, so you'll never be successful. But says Rabbi Meir Shapiro, the great Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin, maybe it means something far more important, and that is, Vizeresh Ishto tells him, im mizera ha-Yehudim, if Mordechai is investing in the education of the Zera ha-Yehudim, of the next generation of children, if that's where his focus is, you will never be able to destroy them, because that's what Jews have always done. Even in the most difficult of times, Jews have always made sure to educate their children. And Jews have always made sure to put an emphasis on education and to show that that is the primary focus of our lives, is to make sure that our children have the most opportunities that they can possibly have in the world. It is not a coincidence that when Haman comes looking for Mordechai, Mordechai is doing nothing else but teaching the children. When I'm afraid for my life, that's what I do. I ensure that the next generation will have a continuity, and I make sure to infuse them with the best possible outcome that they can have from the difficult circumstances that we are living under. And says Rabbi Meir Shapiro, that is perhaps an added interpretation to what it means here. Imi zera ha-Yehudim. Zeresh, the wife of Haman, tells him the secret. You want to know why the Jews are still here? It's because instead of building pyramids and instead of investing all their money in coliseums, the Jews have always invested their time and their energy and all of their money to make sure that they have a good educational system for their children. And says Zeresh, as long as Mordechai is teaching those Zera HaYehudim, as you found him doing just now, you will never have an opportunity to overcome this people. They will always be successful. I have a letter here that was given to me by a friend of mine in California, Ellie Reisman. And Ellie Reisman had a grandfather who passed away a couple of years ago, whose name was Heschel Reisman. He was a survivor of the war, and he was a member of the community of Chenstachov after the war was completed. So they all had survived the camps, And he recently, just 3 or 4 years ago, found and discovered this letter in the Israeli archives, and it's signed by his own grandfather, Heschel Reisman, in his handwriting. It's an amazing letter. He gave me a copy of it. And here, this is the letter that Heschel Reisman, as the, what is it called, the Mazkir HaKehila, he was the secretary of the community, whatever community they had after the war was over. So he was the secretary who used to send letters to Eretz Yisrael and to Tel Aviv, letting everybody know that they were stuck there in Chenstachov and that they very much wanted to migrate to make Aliyah. They had no means of doing so. They had no visas and no passports. They had no money. And he sent a letter to the office in Tel Aviv asking if there was any way that they can figure out how to get this Jewish community of a few thousand people out of Chenstachov after the war and into Eretz Yisrael, that they should all be able to move and make a permanent residence there. So he gave me a copy of the letter, and it says, it's Gimel Shvat Shnas Tavshin Hei, where he says that all the Germans had killed so many Jews of our community, and the few of us who are left have now relocated to this community in Chenstachov. Then he says that we had a major problem, because after all, we have suffered so much, but now we're relocated in a place that we don't have any kosher food, and we don't have any Tashmishei Kedusha, he says, we don't have a Sefer Torah, we don't have tefillin, we don't have mezuzahs, and also we don't have any svarim. Hakol nisrafu al yedei hagermanim. He says, everything we've had, every shemetz shel kedusha, every honorable item that we ever knew in our community is now gone. And outside of that, he says, we have no kosher food, we have nothing to eat, we have nothing that we can do here, so we're a little bit stuck. Then he says, we were lucky enough that we put together a histadrut, we put together a committee, and our little community that relocated here, we don't know what we're doing and we don't know how we're ever going to rebuild, but we decided to start with building a committee that's going to represent this small community after those who perished in the Holocaust. And he says that our community went and negotiated with the Rosh Ha'ir, with the mayor of the town of Chenstachov, and he asked him if we can have a small house that would be the community center for all the Jews that survived. And he gave us very graciously, he writes in the letter how he gave them a house, and in that house he says we now have a mikvah imam batyos. Can you imagine, he says, we were now successful in building a kosher mikvah with a bath, and it's comfortable. And he says, we also now have a soup kitchen there, mitbach kasher. We now have built a soup kitchen where all the members of our community can come and contribute and eat together. Vegam cheder, listen to this, we also now have used this building as a place where we have built a place that our children can study and learn. We have used this community center as a place where our children can have a school. Listen to the next words. Even though l'davonenu hagermanim hamatuavim hichratnu es yiladenu kimat lebeli hishir visarid. Even though none of us have any children, all of our children were killed by the Germans, but we've made this community center into a school. And I was so moved when I read this letter. Here's a Jew who survived the Holocaust, and the first thing they do when they build this home, this community center, when they're given a place, is even though we have no children to educate, but a Jew's mind is always on educating those children. It's exactly what Mordechai did, and that is what Zeresh told Haman and all those members of her generation. The way that the Jews have always survived is because we always put a great emphasis on education. And it doesn't matter what we've been through, and it doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances may have been, we always made sure to invest in our future. Isn't it surprising? Moshe Rabbeinu, after he finally gets the Jews out of Mitzrayim, after he finally has the opportunity to speak with them, you would think this is his manifesto, this is his opportunity to speak to the Jewish people about all the most critical values of what it means to be a free people, of what it means to be Jews. And yet, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say on the very first opportunity that he has to address the Jewish people as a free nation? V'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar lemar. He starts talking about education and what's going to happen when your children are going to ask you questions and what are you going to tell them, v'amartem, and he's giving them a whole discussion about how to educate our children. That is what the Jewish community has always survived on. It's what Moshe Rabbeinu understood the secret, it's what those Jews in Germany understood the secret was, and we learned this lesson as well in the times of Mordechai. He taught our community, when we are afraid, we make sure never to stop educating our children. They are the future of our community, and that is the only way that as Jews we will survive. There's an amazing comment of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They have a sefer in which they collected a lot of his writings on Pirkei Avos. So I haven't read through all the Likutei Sichos, but they have many very important snippets from the Likutei Sichos that are connected to Pirkei Avos somebody did a great favor to those of us like me who cannot read through the Likutei Sichos, and they put it all together in one concise volume. It's a beautiful sefer. If you want to buy it, I can show you what it is. But he comments on one of the first Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What are we told? Heim Amru Shlosha Dvarim. The Anshei Knesset HaGadola taught us three very critical lessons. Heve Misunim Badin, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbe. We have an obligation to inspire as many Talmidim as we can. Vaasu Siag LaTorah. Now says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, let's just take a step back and try to appreciate who were the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Who was this body of great leaders? And he says, these were the people who were upholding the nation. They were the ones who were responsible for Shivas Tzion. After 70 years in exile, after the terrible Yiridah from Eretz Yisrael and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, led by none other than Ezra, Nehemiah, and by the way, Balshan, who is another reference to Mordechai, the Gemara says. He was one of the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. They were the ones who were now responsible for bringing everyone back to Eretz Yisrael, and once again having a Shivas Tzion movement. And here writes the Lubavitcher Rebbe, isn't it surprising? When you have this incredible group of leaders, when you have this great group of people, this is the only Maimer Chazal that we have from them. We don't have much else. We know that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola are the ones who instituted Tfilah, which is what we daven every day, the Nusach that they made for all of us. That's what we still say today. But we don't have many snippets of their wisdom that are recorded in the Gemara or the Mishnayos. So says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, there's obviously something extremely critical about the three lessons that they chose to teach us here in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos. And he writes that it was a time, he develops the theme so beautifully, but he says that it was a time of great confusion in the Jewish community. And he explains why that was the case. He says, earlier in the first Beis HaMikdash, there were, on the one hand, there was a very black and white world. It was a time when you had Nevi'im running around the streets, and at the same time you had Ovdei Avodah Zarah running around the streets living in tandem with each other. It was very clear for people to see who's right and who's wrong. If you're serving Avodah Zarah, or you happen to be one of the people who's following the Nevi'im in the community. However, he says, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, after they went into Galus and now they came back, he said the world became a very confusing place. And it was not a life anymore of black and white, it was very gray. And it was very complicated. And it was much more difficult to have an understanding of which side of the aisle people were on. It was very hard to really understand what is the right way of life and what are the proper choices that should be made in life. And therefore the Anshei Knesset HaGedola gave us one of the secrets, and that is, when you live in a generation like this, which is confusing, which is complicated, in which Jews don't really know where to turn and who to trust, in that generation, our foremost obligation is He'emidu Talmidim Harbe. Put a tremendous emphasis on education. Make sure that we educate as many children as we possibly can. And it should come as no surprise that we learn as well that after the Shivas Tzion movement, Mordechai was one of the people, the Medrash says, who was Yised Talmud Torah. Mordechai was one of the people who made an educational facility. It was his idea. This didn't exist before Mordechai. How did Torah used to be shared? How did our wisdom used to be transmitted to future generations? Well, the Pasuk says, Vishinantam levanecha v'dibartabam. The way it used to be was, every father had an obligation to educate his children. Well, what if a father didn't know anything? What if a father was so busy out working, doing whatever he had to do to take care of his family? What happened to his children? The answer was, his children were illiterate, and his children were not educated. And Mordechai said, that is unacceptable. And Mordechai, says the Medrash, was Yiseid Makam Talmud Torah. Mordechai HaTzadik saw it as his obligation. After he lived through what he did, he understood, it is my opportunity and my sacred obligation to the Jewish people to explain to them that we need to have educational facilities which are institutionalized, which are not just on an individual basis, but we need to have, as a community, an infrastructure in which we can educate every member of the community. Then the Gemara in Bava Basra says, they realize in future generations that that still was insufficient. That was still lacking, because what happens if you have a person who is not able to bring his child to school every day? He's out early in the morning, he comes back late at night, he can't bring his child to the Talmud Torah. Or if you have somebody who can't pay the tuition. So what's going to be with his children? How are they going to study Torah? Said Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, this is a system that must change. And the Gemara says, if not for Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, the entire Jewish community would have been destroyed. Why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Gamla went around and he made sure that in every single Medina, every single community, says the Gemara, is going to have educators who will make sure to educate every member of every single small shtetl of every community. That was something that they put a tremendous emphasis on in that generation. And the Yerushalmi says, who was Rabbi Shua ben Gamla's partner in crime? So we're told in the Gemara in Chagiga, Rabbi Shua ben Gamla was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Bayis Sheni. At the same time as he was the Kohen Gadol, Shimon ben Shetach was also the Nasi. He was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. He was the head of the Jewish community in the political matters and in the Beis Din. So you had Yeshua ben Gamla working alongside in tandem with Shimon ben Shetach. What is the Gemara saying, Subas, about Shimon ben Shetach? That he made a takana shiyu tinokas holchen the Beis Sefer. He said we have a takana, just like the Chachamim made a takana of Mukza and of all the Shvus and all the different things that we have, takanas derabanan. Shimon ben Shetach made a takana derabanan that every family must send their children to yeshiva. That every family has an obligation to educate their children. This was the focus of the great members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola and subsequently of the great Tanoim and Amoraim who lived in the times of the Gemara. This was something that they felt was so important, so much so that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who came right after them, really wanted to make sure that this was something that would advance and become even more widely accepted. And he, like the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, made a takana that Ein Ha'olam Miskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban. He said that the reason why the world is here is because we invest in our children. And he went so much further to the extreme and he said that Afilu Lebinyan Beis Hamigdash, even when Mashiach will come, and we will once again have a Beis HaMikdash, which at the time of the Churban is what everyone was looking forward to. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says, we will not allow our children to take off of school to go and be involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because our children's education is the most important thing, and that is what has been getting our people through every adversity, through every challenge, and through every difficult time that we have faced as a people. And that, says Rabbi Meir Shapiro, is what it means when Zeresh tells her husband Haman, if Mordechai is still making sure to invest in the children of the Jewish community, then you know, lo nuchal lahem. There is no way we will ever have the opportunity to destroy them, because Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. That is what the Jewish community rests on. That is what we've always invested in, and that is what will continue to be the strong point of what our community stands for and all that we represent. Reb Hanani ben Akasha Omer.